Then sing my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art. And so the elements declare the glory of God. It is God's glory. That's why we are able to see his glory in the elements, in the trees, in the flowers. Speaking of Canada again, they had one tree had two different colors on it. It was like orange and red, or yellow and red or something. It was just so amazing. And it points to God. God did that. What would life be like without all of those beautiful things we have to enjoy? God loved us. And he provided all these wonderful things for us. And so we don't need just keep it to ourselves and sit there and just enjoy it. Just like some people have a nice piece of cake and they don't want to share it with anybody. But if you make something really good, you want to share it. This is what God wants us to do. Share his glory. Declare his glory. Don't keep quiet about it. Don't be shy about it. Be bold for God. This is what we're here for. Let's read Psalms 107 and 22. You see, we don't have to be, as people of God, we don't have to hold our head down. We don't. We can hold our head up and just declare God's blessings. He does so much, everything he does for us. Declare it. Don't keep it to ourselves. That's what God wants us to do.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for
yes. Oh, the men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Let us praise God. Let us give him thanks. Let us exalt his name in the earth every chance we get. Let's not let opportunities pass. You know why? Because that person that you might have been too shy to say something, that might have been their last opportunity. We never know. When God puts it on our heart to declare his glory, let's do it. Let's not neglect to do it. We don't want to have some soul in the judgment saying, if only I had known, or us realizing that had I spoke to that person what the Lord told me to do, I might have been there for them to be saved. Psalms 75 and 9. So see, there are several ways that we can declare his glory. And that's one, we can sing songs to the God of heaven. We can sing about his goodness, just like brother was talking about today, about singing and how the other brother just loved singing, even though he didn't feel like God had given him a singing voice. Well, I used to have a better singing voice, but my voice is terrible now. I try to keep that mic away from my so he wouldn't hear it. But in my heart, I want to sing. I want to express it. So I don't want to record it, but I want to express it. So we can sing of his glory. Let's see. Go to Psalms 138 and 5.
The ways of the Lord are great.
Isn't that wonderful? So we got a reason to sing, don't we? Yes. So one, great is the glory of the Lord. We want to, sometimes God uses our words, the words we say, we can use those to declare the glory of God. We can use songs. And there are other ways too. Our lives. The way we react. Our attitude. Our life can be a blessing to people and show forth the glory of God. And yet, it can be another way. And we can act in a way that doesn't show forth his glory. But we want to be faithful every day, amen, every moment. We want our voices lift up to God. Everything, when somebody looks on our lives, we want to beam with the glory of God. We can do this by the way we live, by a righteous living. But there are people in this world that consider themselves praising God, but they're not living right. God does not accept that. That's not acceptable praise. Our praise must show forth a righteous life. I was thinking about in some churches, they have praise service. They even have praise dancing. God gets no glory out of that. That is worldly and fleshly. God cannot get glory out of fleshly instruments to glorify his name. It's sad. A lot of people are being deceived, feeling like they're going the right way, feeling like they're praising God, feeling like they're God is glorifying, being glorified, but he's not. That is of the devil. The devil gives that as a way of entertainment, a way of getting people's emotions in a fleshly way. God is not pleased with that. Let's go to, I have a scripture, hold on one. Ephesians 1 and 1 all the way to 12. We need to look at what we need to do in order to be able to praise him, to be able to glorify him, to declare his glory. And the first thing is to give our heart to God. We must be saved. We must be fully committed to God. We must have been born again. God looks up on a righteous life. A righteous life is glory to his name. I think about how that he made a plan of salvation. We're not worthy of his goodness. But he made this plan for us that we could be adopted into his kingdom. And when we are adopted into his kingdom, then we're going to live righteous. And then we can be given, declaring his glory. Ephesians 1 and 1, start at the first verse.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, which are as our Father Christ, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him, vision of the world, to be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children to good pleasure of his will. The praise, the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted, in whom we have redemption through his blood.
Yes. Stop just a minute. This is where it starts. When we get saved, when he has provided us salvation, and when we are forgiven for our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus and accepted, adopted into the kingdom, we're adopted as his children. He has provided all of this. And when we respond to the gospel, and when we give our heart to the Lord fully and really mean it, and allow him to cleanse us and to change us from the old life, there must be a change. We cannot give him glory with the old life. So when he changes us from darkness into light and into his kingdom, then we will be a praise to him. Read. Continue on.
wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and truth, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might.
Yes.
Both which are on earth.
So, see, we're going to be gathered together in him, and those that are in heaven and those on the earth, but we'll all be to his praise and to his glory.
Amen.
Read on.
In whom also we have obtained all things.
So this is how we can do it. You see, it's going to take a holy and a righteous life for us to be able to declare the glory of God. Once we have given our hearts to the Lord and we're saved, then he equips us to declare his glory. We can't just go out on our own. Sometimes people get a mind to do things for God, but they don't do the first things first. We have the first things first is to get saved, to repent of our sins, to let God cleanse us from the old life. And once he's done that, we're ready. He prepares us to go out. And in one scripture, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. But that's not to anybody. That's to those that have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. And once we've done that, we're ready. And when we're ready to go, he wants us to declare his glory amongst the people. So I want us to be encouraged that we don't just sit on our, what does the scripture say? Just be lazy. Let's just get up and do it. Do what we can. Whatever our hands find to do, do it with all our might to the glory and to honor God. Pray for me.